Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson joined in studio. Tess Carriger, Executive Director, Girls on the Run, Southwest Michigan. How you doing, Tess?
I'm great. Thank you.
Glad to have you back on the microphones here at the radio station. You are a part of Girls on the Run. What is, if, unless you've got a daughter in, what, third to eighth grade or something like that?
Exactly,
you probably don't know a lot about Girls on the Run. And bring us up to date on what's Girls on the Run all about.
Absolutely. So Girls on the Run is a 10-week program that is focused on helping girls grow to be joyful, healthy, and confident. So in this program, we like to call it a social-emotional learning program that creatively integrates running. So our focus for 10 weeks is on a team of girls building up the skills they need, both emotional and physical, to actually complete a 5K. So right now we are right in the middle of that season. So running outside when it's nice, staying inside when it's not so nice. But we've got 48 teams that are practicing all over Southwest Michigan and getting ready for their 5Ks, which will happen in May.
48 teams?
We have 48 teams.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So is this so you do this in the spring coming up at the race is May 16th, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But is this just once a thing? Are there other activities throughout the year that Girls on the Run does, or is this the primary focus of this event in May then that you're leading up to? Or
So spring is absolutely our big season. It's definitely the season of running. We also host camp. We call it Camp Goater, which is Camp Girls on the Run. Mm-hmm. And so that'll happen over the summer. And then we're exploring doing some fall season as well. So things happen throughout the year for Girls on the Run, but this is definitely the big one.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And that's what we wanted to talk about. But just recently now, on the 1st of April, the Pokagon Fund Award, you were the recipient of this. Tell me how this, and this is exciting.
It is, yeah. So the Pokagon Fund is based out of New Buffalo, and they grant funds to area groups specifically within that area. So we have an awesome team at New Buffalo Elementary. We've also got an awesome team at River Valley Middle School. And the Pokagon Fund stepped in to provide funds and make sure the girls on those teams could participate. So we have 13 girls at River Valley Middle School, and we've got 21 girls at New Buffalo Elementary. And thanks to the Pokagon Fund, we're actually able to offer our program free of charge to those participants funded by the Pokagon Fund.
That's awesome that they stepped up to help out and support Girls on the Run.
Yeah, we are so grateful for their support. Each of our teams and each of our communities looks so different, and so it's really, really nice to see someone who is a grantor in the community and is heavily involved in the community step in and say, you know, they want to support their girls.
Yeah, that is great. So, and then of course we've got the event coming up. Then that you're in the middle of rehearsing, not rehearsing, practicing.
right. What is it?
Getting into shape for.
Exactly.
So bring us up to date on that. That's coming up on May the 16th.
Yep, it is. So So Girls on the Run of Southwest Michigan actually encompasses Berrien, Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joseph counties. So our Berrien County 5K will be on May 16th. So all of our girls that are on teams in Berrien County will run on May 16th at the Berrien County Youth Fairgrounds. And Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joseph counties have their 5K on May 31st. So we've got two really big, awesome 5Ks that'll be happening. And our teams are really excited to come in and this is what they've been practicing for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This sounds like a lot of fun. Now, in addition to the Pokagon Fund Award, Tess, you've received a couple of other grants or awards as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So our program depends heavily on grants and heavily on community support. Right now, we have almost 1,000 girls who participate on all of those teams, and 62% of them actually receive a scholarship. And so those scholarship dollars are made up through grants and through sponsorship. So some of our other grants, we're actually a funded partner of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, also a funded partner of the United Way of St. Joseph County. Additionally, there's other grants that we've received, like the DeGroote Family Foundation, which specifically supports Waterville and Coloma teams. So seeing some of those grants come through has been awesome. But we're not all grants too. We have so many corporate sponsors as well that really that support us in a variety of ways. It was awesome. Actually, last week we hosted a give back day with Bigby Coffee in St. Joseph. So Al Musman was very generous and partnered with us on that, in that capacity. Also, one of the ongoing sponsorships that we are so grateful to receive is from United Federal Credit Union. United Federal Credit Union, I know they were in here talking to you pretty recently. Mm-hmm. They have so much female leadership within their organization. It's really great to see them turn that around and really provide examples for our girls as well. So United Federal Credit Union supports us through the entire year. They are our main supports for the 5K as well. So they really help us make both of those events, make them happen. And of course, you guys here at the radio station as well. I'd still like more of you to run this year, and we can talk about that. But it's great to have the support of Midwest Family Broadcasting as well, because you guys not only help us get the word out, but it's so much fun for our girls and for our teams to hear Girls on the Run on the radio too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the only time I run tests is when somebody's chasing me, but that's another story. Just kidding. So, getting these grants and awards, it's allows you to put this on free of charge to the girls. I mean, without it, you wouldn't be able to do this, right?
Absolutely. So our girls, there is a registration fee to participate in our program, but when it comes to the 5K, the girls do not participate. They do participate in the 5K, but they don't pay to participate in the 5K. Additionally, our registration fee kind of covers the basics, and it's really nice to be able to offer even more programming to the girls. Additionally, all of our coaches for this program are actually volunteers. So we also are so grateful to those coaches and are able to provide things like CPR and first aid training to them as well to make sure that we've got an ongoing and really awesome program for all of our girls.
That's great. So, and then in addition to the, which I'll recap again here of the race coming up on the 16th, there's some other things that you guys are doing though, some other events that you guys are being a part of, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually Pizza Hut is a huge support of ours as well. So you'll see that truck that they have at both of our 5K events. They're also going to be hosting a give back night for us. So I mentioned that Girls on the Run kind of goes all throughout Southwest Michigan, and so does Pizza Hut. So at 10 of their locations, on Tuesday, May 7th, they're going to be giving 10% of their sales to Girls on the Run. So we're really grateful for that, especially reaching all of our teams in all of our locations.
Right. So that's coming up when, you said, the 7th of May?
Yeah, that's going to be Tuesday, May 7th.
So go to any of the 10 Pizza Hut Southwest Michigan locations. Is there a time that is an evening meal or just all throughout the day?
Doing all day for us. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so those Pizza Hut locations, if you check out our Facebook event or if you go onto our website, you'll be able to find all of those locations. The one right here in St. Joseph is doing it. But like I mentioned, Pizza Huts are all over. Oh, so yeah. In South Haven, in Three Rivers, throughout all four counties that we serve. And so we have a really large footprint of our community.
Yeah.
And it's kind of unique because we are definitely, we've got some kind of more urban areas and we've got some very rural areas as well. So I mentioned all of our teams look a little bit different.
Sure.
And it's great to have a sponsor and a support like Pizza Hut, who has a presence in all of those locations, step in and support all of our girls.
Awesome. That's cool. So again, that's coming up on the 7th. So what else we got going on? You know, some other events taking place, you said?
We do. So actually, the Livery Microbrewery in Benton Harbor is also going to be doing a give back for us. That's going to be on Thursday. May 9th. May's a big month for us, as you can probably tell.
Yeah.
And then we roll right into 5K after that. And something I do want to bring up is that this 5K does not happen without volunteers. So in terms of volunteers, we need a huge amount of manpower and womanpower to make that happen.
You're looking for volunteers, in other words.
We are. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So we've got some group volunteer opportunities. We have some groups that are going to step in and do a water station or things like that. And so we have those volunteer opportunities available for both for the 5K that happens both on May 16th and the 5K that happens on May 31st.
Okay.
So it's a great opportunity. You don't have to be a runner to volunteer at a 5K, but it is great for our girls to see their community come out and really support them. And I encourage everyone to come experience what a what a non-competitive 5K looks like.
Yeah.
And all of these girls are going to complete it, and it is going to be such an awesome experience for them.
So tell me, if you're looking to volunteer, you're willing to, are able to help out for both, how can you find out more information then about volunteering? Who do they contact?
Yeah, so all of the volunteer sign up is on our website, which is GOTRSWMI.org. Goater Swimmy. Sure. Sounds a little odd. You can also just go ahead and Google Girls on the Run of Southwest Michigan, yeah, and that'll take you there as well.
And you got a Facebook page too. So if you just search Girls on the Run Southwest Michigan, you'll be able to find it on the Facebooks as well.
Yeah. And so we would love, we'd love to have you volunteer. If you are a runner as well, we also love to have community runners involved in our 5K. It's a really neat experience for the girls who have been training for these 10 weeks for the 5K to see some individuals in the community who also run and can kind of show them, you know, this is how you do it, and this is something you can do.
Fantastic. All right. Again, for more information on all of this, the website is
GOTRSWMI.org, goaterswimmy.org.
Just go to Girls on the Run.
Just go to Girls on the Run, Southwest Michigan. Yep. Thanks, Ray.
Tess Carriger, Executive Director, Girls on the Run, Southwest Michigan. Thanks for bringing us up to date.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ray.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.